This week, Secretary of State Colin Powell was in Belgrade, paying a call on the new Serbian prime minister. Zoran Živković took over as prime minister following the assassination of Zoran Djindjic last month. Now, Mr. Djindjic, as you may recall, was instrumental in bringing about the demise of Slobodan Milosevic and ushering in a new chapter of democracy in the Balkans. His assassination is as yet unsolved, and it has eroded confidence in Serbia's ability to build for itself a stable future. Ivan Vujicic is Serbian Montenegro's ambassador to the United States and joins us in our studios. Mr. Ambassador, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Tell us what state you believe your country is in at the moment. There's a state of emergency following the assassination on March 12th of Mr. Djindjic and a vast dragnet that has spread all around the country.
Well, I was there for the funeral for 3 days, and what I saw was a mixture of shock, devastation, and high determination by both the people and the government to get to the bottom of this. In fact, this is why the state of emergency was instituted, and a vast crackdown has been done in the recent weeks on organized crime. We know who the perpetrators of this are. 1,000 people have been detained. 3 of the main actors in this assassination are still at large, but almost all of the rest of them are under arrest at this point.
How do we explain the position of organized crime in Serbia and Montenegro?
The sanctions were a very detrimental factor in all of this because sanctions hit the honest private sector, the criminalized society, and it was, I guess, an act of frustration by the West. But in the meantime, you form all kinds of smuggling organizations due to restrictions of trade. You put away government money like Milosevic did. You use false accounts. And this is a breeding ground for organized crime. And Mr. Djindjic, finally, he was addressing the issue of corruption and crime on a large scale. And I think some of these forces felt threatened. The other thing was the cooperation with The Hague that was proceeding. There were some of these war criminals were also tied to organized crime and regular criminals.
Cooperation with the trials that are ongoing in The Hague, too.
Exactly, yes.
This is your first government job. You remember the political opposition for 10 years, I believe.
Yes, since the beginning of the Democratic Party. I was there with Mr. Djindjic, and he was one of the reasons that I got into politics to begin with. Otherwise, I'm a professor of economics.
I have to ask, Mr. Ambassador, at the end of March, 60 Minutes ran a piece which suggested that Serb companies and perhaps lawmakers were complicit in weapon sales and selling technical expertise to Iraq.
Yes.
And the story also suggested that the late Mr. Djindjic might have been among those people in a position to benefit from those sales.
Yes, I have to admit I was shocked because that whole piece was totally out of date. This whole affair came up, as it did in other countries of proliferation, to Iraq back in October and November, and was handled very well by the federal and Republican governments of then Yugoslavia, and meaning Serbia and Montenegro's republics. Certainly, Mr. Djindjic was not implicated in this. Since the 1980s, this even under Tito's time, we had a long-standing cooperation with Iraq in terms of selling arms and other technology and building, also doing a lot of construction work over there, like a lot of other countries did, including the United States at some point. However, since the 5th of October 2000, all this was officially stopped. No contracts were signed. Some people in a certain state company were violating this embargo. After all of this came out, there was a large crackdown where the heads of the company were dismissed, and this matter was taken care of by January. And this was considered to be something that was a success and should be used as an example for other countries that had problems with proliferation of arms.
Mr. Ambassador, thanks very much.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to be here.
Ivan Vujicic is Serbia-Montenegro's ambassador to the United States.